Attention, everyone. Wayfair's Black Friday preview sale is here early. Right now, get up to 70% off everything you need for the season ahead. Save on furniture and bedding, cookware and holiday decor, and tons more. Now's the time to score big on finds to feast, get festive, and get comfortable all season long. Plus, enjoy fast and easy shipping with delivery in time for the holidays. Save up to 70% off early Black Friday deals. Shop now at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365 because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, we're starting our 2024 conference previews with Maction. And unfortunately, this is my lowest rated conference for the 2024 college football season. And I don't feel like it should be a surprise that they're the lowest rated conference with the amount of constant turnover with the rosters, the lack of recruiting resources, etc. One thing Maction does have going for it, though, is the fact that there was only one coaching change after the 2023 season, and that was only because Buffalo's coach Mo Lingus took a co-DC job at Alabama. There was not a single coach fired, despite only three of the coaches having 500 or better overall records at their schools. Now, before we get into it, you guys know what to do. Like the video, subscribe to the channel, and subscribe to the podcast, because I also do shows on the pod that you won't be able to get on YouTube. And of course, jump in the comments, tell me your thoughts on these teams, who you think is going to win the conference, etc. If you want to keep up with my bonus content during the season, stats, projections, picks as I make them, bonus podcasts, etc., sign up at bettingcfb.com. It's $5 a month or $50 for the year. Now, for each of these conference previews, I'm going to give you three reasons why each team might go over their win total, three of why they might go under, and I'll give you the number of projected wins from my numbers. So, let's dive in. All right, the Akron Zips, win total 3.5, odds of plus 100, even money to go over. That's implied probability of exactly 50%, and minus 122 to go under. That is 54.95% implied probability to go under. So, the under is the favorite here. Reasons why Akron might go over their win total. Number one, Joe Moorhead's offensive expertise could finally click this year, especially with the addition of veteran Cal transfer quarterback Ben Finley, who brings, you know, experience and potential stability to the quarterback position. Number two, the defense showed significant improvement last season. They ranked 37th in rushing success rate allowed, and with key players like defensive end C.J. Nunley IV and linebackers Ontavious Fish and Brian McCoy returning, the unit could keep the Zips competitive in close games. The transfer additions, including promising players like, you know, Oregon transfer Damon David and Michigan State transfer running back Jordan Simmons, they might inject much-needed talent and depth into the roster, potentially leading to, you know, a few unexpected wins. Now for some reasons why Akron might not go over their win total. The offense faces major challenges. They've got to replace key players, including the leading passer, two leading rushers, three leading receivers, and three starting linemen, which could lead to significant struggles in offensive production. The secondary is a major question mark with the loss of five of last year's top six defensive backs, which could result in vulnerabilities against strong passing offenses in the MAC. And then number three, Akron's non-con schedule is brutal. It includes matchups against Rutgers, Ohio State, South Carolina. That's three losses right off the bat. It makes it difficult to gain any kind of momentum or confidence, really, and that could lead to another disappointing season. I've got them rated at number 132 nationally. Their conference rating is number 12. That's dead last. Projected wins are 3.7, so slightly over the win total. I've got them as a projected favorite in one game. I've got five toss-up games. Their odds to win the conference are 100-1. So, yeah, if you can get to four wins, I'd feel pretty good about Moorhead being back for another year. Next up, the Ball State Cardinals. Win total 4.5. Odds of plus 152 to go over, that's implied probability of 39.68%, and minus 188 to go under. So that is certainly the favorite there, implied probability of just over 65% on it. It's for reasons that Ball State might go over their win total. The offensive line's continuity with five returning starters, they could provide a solid foundation for the quarterback, Kael Kelly, to lead a rejuvenated offense, especially with new weapons like slot receiver Keon Magwood and Eastern Illinois transfer Justin Bowick. Despite losing key defensive personnel, the team's core players, such as linebacker Keontae Newsome, they offer leadership and experience that could help integrate the new additions and maintain a competitive defense. In the number three, head coach Mike New, he has shown the ability to adapt and improve, as evidenced by the Cardinals' strong finish last season and a softer non-con schedule compared to other MAC teams that might offer early wins and some momentum. Now, as far as reasons Ball State might not go over, the defense is in a precarious position with significant turnover, including the loss of coordinator Tyler Stockton and a majority of starters, which could lead to a substantial regression from last year's performance. The Cardinals face a grueling early schedule with five of their first six games on the road where they're likely to be underdogs, making it difficult to build any kind of confidence or secure any wins. And then, of course, the offensive struggles from last season might persist, especially with the departure of key players like, you know, the top running back Cooper, leaving the team to really rely heavily on unproven talents and new transfers to fill in critical roles. I've got them rated nationally number 116. Conference rating is actually number 9. Projected wins? I've got them at 4.56, which is slightly over. I've got them a projected favorite in 3 games, and I've got, 8 toss-up games here. Their odds to win the conference, 30-1. So, I don't feel great about that, but, you know, you look at it, we'll see. We'll see. The Bowling Green Falcons, win total 6.5, odds of plus 104 to go over. That's implied probability of 49%. And minus 132 to go under. Now, that is implied probability of close to 57%. So the under is certainly the favorite. Reasons why Bowling Green might go over? The experienced core, including the quarterback Connor Bazelak and 4 returning offensive linemen, that provides a solid foundation for the offense, which also boasts explosive players like running back Terrion Stewart and the tight end Harold Fannin Jr. Number 2, the defense, despite some losses, remains formidable with a senior-laden line and standout players like corner Jordan Oladokun, I hope I said that right, and NIU transfer safety C.J. Brown, who can continue the aggressive, you know, turnover-heavy play that ranked them first nationally in takeaways last year. With a favorable schedule, this season potentially favored in up to 8 games, Bowling Green is pretty well-positioned to build on last year's success and push for a higher win total. Honestly, it makes a strong case for a MAC title run this year. They've improved every single season under Scott Loeffler. We'll talk about the schedule here in just a minute. Reasons that they might not go over the win total. The offense's reliance on big plays and its vulnerability to negative ones, that could lead to inconsistency, especially if injuries affect key players like, you know, Bazelak or Stewart. And Stewart actually missed spring practice. So, you know, defensive losses, including key contributors like 10-sack edge rusher Cassius Howell, might lead to regression in their ability to pressure the quarterback and cover the secondary, potentially exposing them to some big plays. They do have tough non-conference games against Penn State and Texas A&M, along with the pressure to perform in, you know, close conference games, because there's going to be a lot of those. That could make it challenging for them to get to the win total and maintain, you know, any kind of momentum throughout the season. I've got them nationally rated number 92 and number 3 in the MAC. I don't like the schedule. I do like that there is a bye week between Penn State and Texas A&M. Kind of wish they had those byes in the conference schedule. I've got them projected at 6.37 wins, so that's actually under the 6.5. But I'm pretty bullish on the odds for them to win the conference at plus 650. I've got them favored in the 8 games here, as you can see on the screen. But I'm showing them having 8 toss-ups. So that's a lot of one-score games there. As you see, the yellow there, I mean, Old Dominion, they're favored by less than 5 points. Akron, I've got them favored by just under a touchdown. Northern Illinois at home, I've got them favored by less than 3. Toledo, I've got them an underdog of 3. I mean, these are all really close games. But Bowling Green, I got high hopes for Loeffler's bunch this year. The Buffalo Bulls, their win total is 4.5, odds of minus 142 to go over. That is just under 59% probability, and plus 116 to go under. That is implied probability of 46.3%. Now, as far as reasons why Buffalo might go over the win total, P. Pete Limbo's extensive experience and successful track record, especially in the MAC, particularly in special teams, could provide the discipline and the strategic edge needed to turn close games into wins, especially with defensive leaders like Sean Dolak and Red Murdoch anchoring a pretty solid unit. The Bulls defense, which showed promise last year, is bolstered by returning key players and intriguing transfers, potentially making them one of the stronger defensive units in the MAC, which is capable of keeping games close and, in turn, winnable. With a more favorable schedule and some winnable games against teams like Lafayette, UMass, UConn, etc., Buffalo's got a clear path to surpass their projected win total if they can capitalize on these matchups. Reasons why Buffalo might not go over the win total? The offense was one of the worst in the nation last year, and they lost all of their starting skill position players. They're going to face significant uncertainty, particularly at quarterback, where you've got unproven players like Ogbonna and Jack Shields. They got to be able to quickly adapt and perform in this situation. Despite some promising defensive pieces, the loss of key contributors like leading tackler Andrew Sinek and, of course, leading pass rusher Devin Grant, that could hinder the unit's effectiveness, which in turn would make it kind of difficult to maintain last year's defensive performance. Now, the lack of offensive playmakers in depth, especially with a thin running back core and an unsettled quarterback situation, that might result in continued struggles to score points. It limits Buffalo's ability to win close games and surpass the win total. I've got them nationally rated at number 115, their conference rating at number 7. Projected wins? Higher than I anticipated. I've got them at 5.69. And I've got them favored in 6 games on here. Now, at the same time, I do have them in 10 toss-up games, which is just wild out of 12 games. But you can see all the yellow on the screen. Their odds to win the conference are 30-1, but I'm curious about Limbo this year. The Central Michigan Chippewas, their win total is 5.5, odds of minus 140 to go over. Implied probability is 58.33% there, and plus 110 to go under. Implied probability of 47.62%. So a lot of love for Jim McElwain here. They think he's actually going bowling this year. Here are the reasons why they might go over that 5.5 win total. The quarterback, Bert Emanuel Jr., he has shown flashes of brilliance and explosive potential. And if he can stay healthy, develop his passing game a little bit, he could be a game changer for that Chippewas offense, which also returns a solid core of skill players and experienced linemen. The continuity in the offensive unit, key players like running back Marion Lukes and top receivers Jesse Pruitt III, Tyson Davis, and Chris Parker all returning, that provides a strong foundation for offensive improvement and more consistent scoring. They've also got a manageable non-conference schedule that includes winnable games against Central Connecticut State, FIU, and it offers the Chippewas a good opportunity to build some early momentum and secure crucial wins before heading into the tougher MAC play. Now, as far as reasons why they might go under, the defense, of course, which struggled significantly last season and lost its top 4 players, that includes their standout defensive tackle, Ruby Bristol, they might not have the depth or the talent to stop opposing offenses, leading to, continued vulnerabilities. Now, the tough MAC schedule, with road games against top teams like Miami of Ohio, Toledo, and Northern Illinois, those pose a significant challenge, which is going to make it difficult for Central Michigan to secure enough wins for bowl eligibility. Now, uncertainty at the quarterback position with Bert Emanuel Jr., he's going to need to prove his consistency as a passer. And, he'll have competition from Iowa transfer Joe Labas. That could lead to instability. That could hinder the offensive unit's ability to perform at a high level throughout the season. You got to hope that Emanuel really makes some moves as far as being able to throw the football. Nationally, their rating is number 119. I've got their conference rating at number 9. Projected wins, I've got them at 5.29, which is just under. I've got them a projected favorite in 5 games, and I've got them, a toss-up in 8 games. So toss-ups, again, those are any game that is within 1 touchdown. Their odds to win the conference, 18-1. I'm not high on their odds to win the conference, especially because of all those road games. But, they do have a home game against Bowling Green. They're a slight underdog there, but you never know with this team. The Eastern Michigan Eagles. Their win total is 4.5, odds of minus 118 to go over. That's implied probability of 54.13%. And it's minus 104 to go under. That is implied probability of 51.17%. Look, I like this team a lot. Here's reasons why they might go over their win total. right? You've got an influx of experienced transfers. That includes the quarterback Cole Snyder from Buffalo, and you got running back Delbert Mims III from NC State. They're going to bring a much-needed boost to that offense, potentially addressing last season's struggles and providing the team with a fresh start because they were putrid on offense last year. I'm talking rough. Chris Creighton, he's got a proven track record of developing under-recruited talent and finding success, evidenced by 6 bowl games in 8 seasons, and his ability to maximize the potential of his players might turn this team into a surprise contender. I love Chris Creighton. Love him. And then third, the defense, which finished 67th in defensive SP Plus last year, they retained key players like Justin Jefferson and, of course, the tackle Peyton Price. And the addition of experienced transfers and JUCO players could help maintain or even improve their defensive performance. His teams always fight hard. Chris Creighton's teams always fight. They always find ways to win ball games. I don't expect it to be any different this year, but here's some of the reasons why they might not go over the 4.5 win total. The offense was among the worst in the nation last year. I mentioned it. They were putrid. Number 130 in offensive SP Plus. And this year they've got significant turnover. They've got reliance on new, unproven players. It's uncertain whether they can significantly improve this year or not, but at least you got some new guys trying it out. They did lose key players like running back Samson Evans and Jalen Jackson, along with their top wide receiver Tanner New. That might leave the offense struggling to find playmakers and consistency, which would make it difficult to score points. But at the same time, it's not like they did a lot of that last year. So, despite Creighton's success, the team's low returning production and the challenging MAC schedule, which includes road games against tough opponents for them, like UMass to start out the season, and of course Washington in game number 2, that could result in a regression and maybe prevent them from reaching a bowl game. I wouldn't expect them to beat Washington anyway, but still. I've got their national rating at number 120, conference rating is number 10, but I've got their projected wins at 5.37, which is over, and I've got them as a projected favorite in 5 games, and then 10 toss-up games. This MAC conference is wild with these toss-ups, just 10 games that should be within a touchdown. That is nuts. Their odds to win the conference are 30-1. I don't expect them to win the conference. They don't have that kind of talent, but they do fight hard, and I think there is a realistic shot for Eastern Michigan to get back to a bowl game.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365 because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Terms and conditions apply.
The Kent State Golden Flashes, right? Their win total is 2.5. Really, really bad. The odds to go over, -158. It's implied probability of 61.24% and +128 to go under. So the implied probability there is 43.86%. It's tough to go under 2.5 wins. I know it is. I know. Reasons why they might go over the win total? Like the offensive line, they bring back all 5 starters. That could provide much-needed stability and improvement for an offense that really struggled last year, and it could really help them stay competitive in more games if they're able to move the football. You know, hold on to the ball. That's a big part of it. The sophomore receiver, Krishan McCray, he's a standout talent who can make big plays if the quarterbacks like Tommy Udalowski or Devin Cargman, if they can get him the ball consistently, it gives their offense a dynamic threat there. And the addition of running back Kai Thomas, who was he had experience at Minnesota and at Kansas. He adds depth and potential explosiveness to that backfield, complements the returning top rusher Gavin Garcia, and it improves the ground game. So those are all reasons why they could go over. Now for some reasons why they might go under. The defense, severely lacking in returning talent and experience, especially, you know, they lost their best defensive player, C.J. West, defensive lineman, who could lead to continued struggles in, you know, stopping opponents and keeping games close. The tough non-con schedule that includes road games against Pitt, Tennessee, and Penn State, just brutal. That's likely to result in early season losses, makes it difficult for the team to build confidence and any kind of momentum. And then significant coaching staff turnover. You got new coordinators, several new position coaches. It might lead to a lack of continuity and cohesion that would hinder the team's ability to improve from last year's dismal performance. But at the same time, might be bad. Like, it might be good that they've got new guys. It might be bad that they didn't have any continuity. We'll see. We'll see. Their rating nationally is number 131. Conference rating is 11. Their projected wins are 3.29, which is over here. I've got them a projected favorite in two games, which is shocking. I've got them a favorite over Akron at home. I've got them a favorite over St. Francis FCS school. And I've got them in five toss-up games, which is more than they had last year. Their odds to win the conference are the same as Akron's. It's 100-1. They ain't going to win the conference, but maybe you see them grab three wins. Maybe. And that would certainly go over the 2.5, which is why it is the favorite there. Last year's MAC champions, the Miami, Ohio Redhawks. Their win total sits at 7.5. Odds of going over are minus 144. That is implied probability of 59.02%, and they are plus 118 to go under. Now, that implied probability is 45.87%. Now, reasons why they might go over their win total. The defense, standout unit. It returns a majority of the defensive line and all primary linebackers, anchored by stars like defensive end Brian Ugwu, and, of course, the linebacker, everybody knows this guy, Matthew Selipek, which should help keep them competitive in every single game. Brett Gabbert returns a quarterback, assuming he stays healthy, provides stability and experience, of course. This could potentially lead to a more consistent offensive performance, especially with experienced offensive linemen. And, of course, you got key targets like Cade McDonald and Javon Tracy. Now, despite losing some key players to transfers, the team does retain a solid core. They've got continuity in the coaching staff. Chuck Martin is awesome, and that should contribute to a strong, cohesive performance throughout the season. Now, as for reasons why they might go under their total, you got the loss of key defensive backs and the absence of top skill position players like running back Rashad Amos and, of course, wide receiver Mack Hippenhammer. That could make it difficult for Miami to match last year's defensive and offensive performance. Gabbert's injury history is certainly a concern, and you don't have the reliable backup like Avion Smith now. The team's offensive capabilities could be severely compromised if he gets hurt again. Not that they weren't severely hurt when he got injured last year, but they still found a way to win that championship. Of course, the early season schedule is challenging. You got games against Northwestern, Cincinnati, and Notre Dame. So 0-3 start, potentially. That could lead to a rough start. Makes it harder to gain momentum and confidence for the rest of the season. But, I mean, they got Cincy at home. They beat Cincy last year. It's not out of the realm of possibilities. I've got them a slight favorite in the game. So, that's the way it goes. Their rating nationally, number 77. Highest in the conference. Number one in the MAC. Projected wins, I've actually got them at 7.42, which is slightly under their 7.5 win total. I've got them as a favorite in nine games. And I've got them in eight toss-ups, though. You got to play on the road at Toledo. You got to play at Eastern Michigan. You got to play at Ball State and at Bowling Green. I'd probably go under... yeah, because you're going to lose to Northwestern and Notre Dame. Do you lose three MAC games or three MAC games between Cincinnati and Toledo and Bowling Green or Northern Illinois at home? Or, I mean, any other number of these could be a loss. I don't expect Miami of Ohio to just continue to run through the MAC like they did last year. The Northern Illinois Huskies, NIU, Coach Thomas Hammack. I've had quite the history with this fan base. Look, the win total is 6.5. You got odds of minus 128 to go over. That's implied probability of 56.14%. And plus 104 to go under. Now, that implied probability is 49.02%. So, it is right there on the number. Why Northern Illinois might go over their win total? The Huskies running game, led by standout running back Ontario Brown, is going to be a force with a seasoned offensive line returning. It provides a reliable offensive foundation for this team. The defense, particularly the secondary, they're expected to be one of the best in the conference, with nearly all key players returning. which solidifies a unit that already ranked sixth in pass defense last season. The team's overall depth and experience, you got 14 returning starters and proven playmakers like Trayvon Rudolph and Grayson Barnes. It gives them the tools to win close games and outperform expectations. Now, here's why they might not go over the win total. You got uncertainty at the quarterback position. That could hinder offensive consistency. Neither Ethan Hampton nor Jalen Maken have substantial starting experience or proven success at this point. The loss of top defensive linemen could lead to struggles in controlling the line of scrimmage, potentially weakening the run defense and overall defensive effectiveness. And then, of course, the non-conference schedule features challenging games against Notre Dame and NC State that could result in a tough start. It put additional pressure on their MAC games to secure bowl eligibility. I've got them rated number 93 in the country. Conference rating is number 4. Their projected wins are 6.41, so I've got them slightly under the 6.5. I've got them a favorite in 8 games, or a projected favorite in 8 games. And then I've got 7 toss-ups. So only 2 games that I don't see them winning, where I've got them, you know, more than a score underdog. A lot of toss-ups, and then some easy wins, right? Western Illinois, UMass, Akron. 3 wins on the schedule, and then you got to figure the rest of them out. The Ohio Bobcats. Win total is 6.5. Odds of plus 130 to go over, which is implied probability of 43.48%, and minus 160 to go under, which is 61.54% implied probability. As for why they might go over that win total, despite the significant losses, the Bobcats have a strong track record of overachieving under Tim Albin, and if transfers like Blake Leak and Dustin Johnson step up, the defense could remain formidable. The ground game shows promise with Parker Navarro's mobility and Ricky Hunt's breakout potential, especially behind an experienced offensive line. Ohio's ability to find and develop talent from lower divisions could absolutely help them surprise the conference again if their picks turn out to be the right ones. Now, as for why they might go under, the sheer number of departures, including key players to power four programs, it leaves massive holes on both sides of the ball. It creates a significant challenge to maintain last year's performance level. I think I read that they had 22 starters from the last 2 seasons that are now at P4 programs. I mean, that's nuts. With the loss of experienced receivers and crucial linemen, the offense probably going to struggle to maintain consistency, especially if new faces don't quickly adjust to FBS competition. And then, of course, the defensive unit, which was a strength last year, heavily depleted. They're relying on unproven players from lower divisions that may not be enough to keep the team competitive against tougher MAC opponents. And obviously, we'll see. They got some good guys out of there, but you're moving up a division. You're moving up a whole football level. We'll see what that looks like. I've got them nationally rated at number 108. Conference rating is number 5. Projected wins, I've got them at 6.22, which is under the 6.5, which is what's favored. I've got them 6 games as projected favorites, but not a bunch that are like guaranteed wins, right? Their odds to win the conference are 9-1. I've got them in 8 toss-up games. The only 2 that I see that are surefire wins are Morgan State and Akron at home. Other than that, everything else is kind of iffy. So I think the under is probably strongly in play here. All right, we got 2 more teams here. The Toledo Rockets. Win total is 8.5. Odds of plus 136 to go over. That's implied probability of 42.37%. And it's minus 168 to go under. Implied probability 42.74%. Now, 3 reasons why they might go over their win total. Their defense, which has been improving dramatically under Vince Karras, it is likely to remain solid despite key departures with new talent and, of course, returning players like Darius Alexander stepping up. Now, the Rockets boast one of the best receiving corps in the MAC. You got Juwan Newton, you got Junior Vandross III, and Anthony Torres providing ample targets for Tucker Gleason. Jason Candle, number 3 here, his recruiting success has brought in the best class in 20 years that ensures a high talent level that should keep them competitive in most games. Now, as for why they might go under, the loss of the quarterback Daquan Finn and, of course, running back Penny Boone, along with the entire starting offensive line, that's massive gaps that are going to take some time to fill. Despite their defensive strengths, the departure of top players like Kenyon Mitchell and Judge Culpepper, Mitchell, of course, first-round draft pick last year, that could lead to regression in defensive performance. And, of course, if you've watched this show or watched the BetUS show for any amount of time, you know that we like to point out that Toledo has a history of underperforming in crucial games. And now you've got a lack of returning production, which is bottom 15 nationally, that suggests potential struggles in maintaining last year's success. Their national rating, I've got them at number 88. The conference rating is number 5. And then, no, their conference rating is number 2. I'm sorry. Projected wins, I've got them at 7.84, which is under here. I've got them a projected favorite in 9 games, and I've got them in 9 toss-up games. Their odds to win the conference, pretty good, plus 280. I don't feel good about Toledo this year. I'll go ahead and tell you that. And, of course, the last team in the MAC, because we're doing alphabetical order, the Western Michigan Broncos. Their win total set at 6.5. They've got odds of minus 115 to go over. That is 53.49% implied probability. And minus 105 to go under, which is implied probability of 51.22%. Very low VIG there. Very low VIG. Now, as for why Western Michigan might go over their win total, you got 16 returning starters. That includes their leading passer, Hayden Wolf. You got your rusher, Jalen Buckley, and the receiver, Kenneth Womack. Western Michigan boasts one of the most experienced rosters in the MAC, really in the country. Number 2, the influx of talented transfers, particularly from Power 4 schools. They strengthen key positions. They could lead to significant improvement on both sides of the ball. And then finally, Lance Taylor's team showed flashes of offensive potential last season. And, you know, with the addition of experienced coordinators Walt Bell and Scott Power, they could finally click consistently. But, of course, you heard those names there. Here's why they might not go over their win total. The Broncos struggled last season. They went 4-8. They ranked number 121 in SP+. That indicates that experience alone might not be enough to turn things around. There just might not be enough talent on the roster. Then, of course, new coordinators Walt Bell and Scott Power, despite their experience, because they've been around for a while, they have not coordinated successful units recently. I think that is the nicest way to possibly put that. And that could hinder Western Michigan's development. The challenging start to the schedule, you got games against Wisconsin and Ohio State to start things off. That might lead to big early losses. It could impact team morale. It could impact momentum. We'll see. I mean, they got games at Wisconsin, at Ohio State, at Marshall, at Ball State in the first 5 games. That is rough. Nationally, I've got them rated number 111. Conference rating, I've got them number 6. Their projected wins are 6.33, so I've got them going under, but just barely. I've got them a projected favorite in 4 games. I've got 7 toss-ups here. So 7 games that should be within 1 score. But I do have them 3 gimme wins, which is Bethune-Cookman, and I've got them more than a touchdown favorite over Akron and Kent State at home. Their odds to win the conference are 7.5-1. I don't like those odds. I'm not a fan of that. But I think Western Michigan could be okay, but I think you guys know how I feel about Walt Bell at this point, if you've watched this for any amount of time. As far as the conference title game, I'm going just a hair off the beaten path. Give me Bowling Green and Northern Illinois in that conference championship game. That's my number 3 and number 4 power-rated teams. I will take Bowling Green to win the MAC title this year. All right, let's go ahead and wrap this up. Like the video, subscribe to the channel and the pod. And of course, if you want to help the channel keep growing, become a member over at bettingcfb.com. For Winning Cures Everything, God bless college football, and we will see you on the next one. Thanks for listening to Winning Cures Everything. Make sure and follow me on Twitter, at GaryWCE. If you want to toss in a question, you can email me, Gary@winningcureseverything.com. Make sure and hit that subscribe button, and we'll see you next time.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365 because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Terms and conditions apply.
Fall into big savings, all in the Kroger app. Get 3-pound packs of juicy Kroger red, green, or black seedless grapes for $3.99 with your card and a digital coupon. Then get 1-pound packs of flavorful Private Selection 80% Lean Angus ground chuck for $4.99 each with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.